All right, you need both conception and reception. If you're going to nail this, if you're going to have fun, if you're going to get the results that we get. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Today is the 6th of March, 6:57 a.m. The sun is barely rising in the sky right now. I can see it through the trees. Actually, I can see the sky through the trees. God, it is gorgeous outside. So let's dive in at this lovely time of morning. Neville says, the mind in prayer is in a state of relaxation and receptivity. The mind in prayer is in a state of relaxation and receptivity. What's your mind like, usually? Mine likes to think about things. Mine likes to figure things out. Not so much as it used to. I used to be a slave to my mind. But I notice more and more my day is full of prayer. And prayer is that state of relaxation and receptivity. Neville says prayer is not so much what you ask for as how you prepare for its reception. Receptivity. When I imagine hearing good news, when I imagine my experience of Victoria's Yum for lunch, that's what I'm receptive to. A lot of people prepare, they're preceptive, right? They prepare for disaster just in case she doesn't like it. All right, I'll sort of brace when I say, how is it? You ever do that on the inside or the outside? How is it? I hope you like it. Versus I anticipate her yum. I actually experience dopamine in my imagination. When I'm imagining my experience of her yum, ooh, I'm anticipating her. Is my imaginal act. Meanwhile, Neville says, whatever things ye desire, when ye pray, believe you have received them and you shall have them. The only condition required is that you believe that your prayers are already realized. Now, isn't that ironic? Because my imaginal experience has me anticipating her nibble and saying, yum. If you follow us on Facebook, you've seen the videos. We do a lunch video almost every day. Some of them are me cooking at the Barbie. Some of us are sitting down to eat. Some of us are her having her first bite. And you will often hear her yum. But my imaginal act involves this lovely happy chemical that we explore in Dream Driven Day called dopamine. And it's not a hopeful, it's not a maybe, it's not an almost. It's a lovely anticipation of what I know is next. Because I know the power of imagination. I know who we are and how this works. And so, here's some other imaginal acts. I imagine sitting down in my chair every morning with my coffee. This is my Ames chair experience. You can steal this. Because I imagine what it feels like to sit in my Ames chair. See, I listen to traffic instead of being traffic. I sit in my Ames chair instead of the driver's seat of my car in traffic. I sip my coffee, not 7-Eleven coffee, in traffic. And I answer your emails instead of listening to a boss after sitting in traffic. So I'm actually imagining, as I reach for my keyboard, oh my God, who emailed me today? How can I give to you? You see, I imagine corresponding with my clients. You. I imagine the Feel It Real family growing. I imagine replying to your ManifestingMasteryCourse.com updates. But here's how I do it. I'm sitting down into the chair anticipating an awesome morning with my keyboard, doing something that I love, making a difference in the world. And I can only do that if I believe that my prayers are already answered. In other words, I started doing this back when we had no clients. Now we've got 3.7 million, 3.8 million almost listens to the podcast. Somewhere between 1.5 and 2 million views on YouTube. We haven't done stats on that in a year. I haven't bothered looking. But we imagined something. The desire was to have this, a ministry, a business, an outreach that blesses millions. Because I know the power of prayer. I know the power of relaxation and receptivity. And I want you to explore that with us. The only condition required is that you believe that your prayers are already answered or realized. They're already realized. I watch Victoria every single day. We've imagined up a paradise here. And some of you have all been here. Most of you haven't. That's just the law of large numbers. Some of you have been here more than once. And when you show up again, you go, wow, it was beautiful before. See, but look at how it's changed. Look at this. Look what you've done. See, we've already imagined. The prayer's already been realized. And then we get to anticipate the yumminess of the day. And now for something lovely. I want you to notice. What's your mind like? Is it in a state of relaxation and receptivity? If then, you've made prayer your way of life. I invite you to do that with us. Dive deeper, soar higher. Imagine up something lovely. Experience that relaxation and receptivity as we go into the silence. All right. I do hope you imagine up something lovely. Take a few moments today and experience that relaxation and receptivity. Give your mind a break from having to run the show. Discover the space and silence of you. And enjoy being how God has the adventure of a lifetime. My name is Mr. 2020. If you love what we do and want to dive deeper with us, NevilleGoddardStore.com. You can get my email there. You can get goodies there. You can totally transform your life. Have a lovely day. See ya.